perfect in San Francisco. Matt Cain has thrown the first perfect game in Giants history, striking out 14 in a 10-0 rout of the Astros. Cain's gem follows Phil Umber's perfect game for the White Sox on April 21st, marking just the second time in history there have been two perfect games in the same season. Meanwhile, in Tampa, knuckleballer R.A. Dickey tossed a complete Game 1 hitter as the Mets routed the Rays 9-1. In the process, Dickey set the franchise's record for consecutive scoreless innings with 32 and two-thirds. B.J. Upton's first-inning slow bouncer to third was the lone hit off Dickey, a play the Mets planned to appeal, saying it should have been ruled an error. Elsewhere in interleague play, Curtis Granderson's 19th homer of the year, a two-run shot, propelled the Yankees to a 3-2 win and series sweep of Atlanta. St. Louis blanked the White Sox 1-0, Washington whipped Toronto 6-2, Philadelphia fought off Minnesota 9-8, Texas shut out Arizona 1-0, Kansas City rallied to beat Milwaukee 4-3, Oakland stunned Colorado 10-8, Detroit doubled up the Cubs 8-4, Baltimore pounded Pittsburgh 7-1, the Angels beat the Dodgers 2-1, San Diego blanked Seattle 1-0, Cincinnati rolled over Cleveland 5-3, and Felix Dubron allowed just 3 hits over 7 innings as the Red Sox ripped Miami 10-2. To the NBA Finals, Game 2 is tonight between the Thunder and Heat in Oklahoma City. The Thunder won the opener 105-94 Tuesday night. In college football, three accusers testified yesterday that Jerry Sandusky sexually assaulted them, often offering up football tickets, gifts, and attention in a bid to win their trust. One said he was told he'd never see his family again if he said anything. Sandusky is charged with 52 criminal counts involving alleged assaults against 10 boys over a 15-year span. Sandusky has denied the allegations. In boxing, the WBO will review Timothy Bradley's controversial split decision victory over Manny Pacquiao, the first step toward what promoter Bob Arum hopes will be clarity in the judging of the fight. The AP scored the fight 117-111 for Pacquiao. In cycling, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency is bringing doping charges against 7-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong, threatening to strip his victories in those storied cycling races. Armstrong could face a lifetime ban from the sport if he is found to have used performance-enhancing drugs. Armstrong has called the doping allegations baseless and motivated by spite. And in golf, the U.S. Open will get underway later this morning. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.